Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.
You're tuned to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm your host, Steve Bach, and along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. You can catch The Crude Life right here on Super Talk 1270. Also, follow the latest in ESG, environmental social governance, at ESGU.org with Jason. He has a lot of insightful information that you need to know to navigate through what's going on in the ESG world. You can follow him with ESGU.org. I'm Steve Bach, and this is Talk of the Town on a Wattage Wednesday, and we've got a couple guests joining us. Jason, actually, you know these guys pretty well, so I'll let you do the invites.
Well, it's iTank Data. Some people I met through the conferences and through the different interviews and things like that. And they had a one of those pieces of automated products that caught my interest because, you know, Steve, we've been talking about the automation for years in the oil and gas
technology.
And so their technology kind of caught my eye through The Crude Life because, you know, we do a lot of industrial innovation. And so Stuart was speaking last week down in Houston, and because of the snow, we got stuck up here. But we were going to go down there and actually do the show from Houston so that we could talk to these guys. And Bobby, are you still on the line? Do we have you on there?
Absolutely. Bobby Atkins here.
Bobby Atkins. All right. Stuart joined us as well. But we're still waiting on him.
Yes. Not on yet.
That's okay. He'll be joining us any second. So, Bobby, why don't you go ahead and talk us through, first of all, some of the business that you're doing currently in the Bakken and what that business is, because you actually go into other areas outside of oil and gas, too. So.
Yes. And thank you for asking. What we've done from years gone by, we've been in the oil field supply business up in the Bakken throughout the Williston Basin and the Sweetwater Pumping Supply. And so we go way back. We're not there now. That company was sold and we've rebuilt another. But in the technology space, we've spent a lot of time in oil and gas, specifically trying to help operators be more efficient, chemical companies be more efficient. So we've been able to work a lot with Credence Chemicals up there in the Bakken. Of course, we're headquartered there, and they're doing a lot of great things. And we're able to tell you the fluid and the amount of fluid that's in your tank on a 24/7 basis that'll go straight to your cell phone. So we just kind of have a tagline of, hey, why don't you just talk to your tanks? And it comes through alerts and just jumping on and knowing your fluid levels at all times.
So one of the things that caught my interest was one of the first stories that we did actually in the Bakken was that this is not an oil play, it's a technology play. And so we started kind of covering a lot of the different technologies. And one of the interviews early on was this female, her name was Carrie Frank, and she basically brought the aviation industry onto iPads. And what we found was that, you know, the big data and some of the automation things really showed where savings occurred all the way down to the gas, because these airplanes used to have to bring on a 50-pound black box. Well, eventually they found out over the time of a year that the bringing of the iPad on there actually saved gas money. Those nickels make dollars. And that was the part of your technology that I loved was, this is something where now that you've seen it play in real time, boy, you guys are really saving money for these companies.
Absolutely. And if you just start to bring in the efficiency from someone driving to every tank to literally have to eyeball it and write it down or text it in when you got it instantly sent to your phone every day. And the amazing thing is the cost and the price point. We're using cell-based technology with our transducers and our connection points on a hydrostatic weight measurement. So it's very accurate. It's the most accurate in the industry of anybody trying to measure tanks. But we can set this up for half the price of a cell phone, which is around $625 plus tax, and $20 a month on a data plan, much like we use a cell phone data plan today, which includes alerts of highs and lows and empty tanks or even measurements that you can set. So for $20 a month, we've created management tools to go along with saving drive time, gasoline, vehicle, tires, oil change, insurance, healthcare plans, and the human beings that are working, we can have those focused in other areas on other activities at a higher and level, higher and more valuable means of daily time it's spent. So these companies advance more, make more money, and certainly leapfrog those that aren't using a technology like this.
We're talking with Bobby Adkins and Stuart, I believe, has joined us as well with the iTank Data. Jason Spees, of course, with the Crude Life. I'm Steve Bach, and this is a Wattage Wednesday on Super Talk 1270. And Bobby, I want to go back a little bit further because, you know, Jason brought up a great point. Not an oil play, a technology play. And I look at where we used to be in North Dakota with the Bakken, and we were about 9, 10, 11 years ahead of everybody else. We've let everybody else catch up. So go back and talk about the technology from where we were 10 years ago and then the little decrease in the oil prices and the little slack that took place and then the resurgence, the oil boom. Technology's been there the whole time, but when you're looking at a Permian versus a Bakken, what's changed? Where has the Permian caught up or the Bakken slowed down? What have you seen from a technology perspective?
Well, from a technology perspective, I think you had some of the most innovative guys in the country out of Credence being a chemical provider, and their leadership was able to see that this could save money, but make more money and be more profitable and advance the overall communication by technology with daily needs and daily workloads. So a lot of times it takes an innovative mind and a willingness to try it, which they did, and they are growing like you wouldn't believe because the other competition that's not using tools like this, they're being left behind, and it makes the Bakken more efficient with really three key areas that we work with these tools. Number one is your chemical delivery and making sure it's a proper dosage so your wells can be maintained and not have problems. Secondarily is the oil fill and also with your water fill. So if they're in tanks, you know when to pick up or deliver down pipelines using this technology. And the price point is the key because you've got SCADA systems. That's probably our biggest component we have to compete against is because SCADA systems are very, very expensive. And the past SCADA systems could easily run into seven figures on larger fields, certainly into six figures. And the way we've got this set up now from a cost and price point, it makes the industry much more efficient. And that, of course, helps if you're having to ship oil from the Bakken to the refineries or wherever it may be. Every penny matters. And this is certainly a gainer for the industry.
Want to bring in Stuart from iTank Data at this point before we take a break here in just a couple minutes. The Crude Life, we were going to head down to Houston. We got socked in with a little bit of snow. But I tell you, folks, it was for a global chemical conference, and iTank Data was one of the featured speakers on there. First of all, Stuart, welcome to the program. And what was it you were speaking on, and who are you speaking with? I saw it was a couple heavyweights in the industry.
There were some heavyweights for sure. There was a gentleman from Murphy Oil and a gentleman from, I believe it was Oxy, if I remember correctly. And the topic of the panel was to, you know, bring an update and perspective to analyzing the opportunity to use additional technology from a chemical standpoint in the oil field, how to analyze it, how to review it, how to, you know, process the information from the companies and what to look for. And so what we were able to talk about in the group was, you know, just boots on the ground. What does this mean to your people, you know, that are doing this job? What does it mean to the operators? What kind of data can they now expect to bring in that they haven't been able to bring in before? And, you know, we just talked about the fact that, you know, in today's world, people are busy. They've got a lot going on. They've got a lot of stresses. A lot of these oil people are, you know, in their trucks at 5 a.m. heading out to the field to do work and to sit there and go, okay, how am I going to find time to install technology and to use it? You know, we had to give them and were giving them, you know, ways to look at it and say, okay, this is not going to be that hard. We can get it going. And then once we get it out and deployed very easily, my life is going to be substantially better. I mean, we talked about it. And we said, you know, imagine you know, rolling onto the field at 6 a.m. and you've got all your tank levels on your computer or on your phone, you can see all your tank levels first thing in the morning. So you don't even have to drive and look at all of them. You can figure out from the data who we need to go check on, who we need to go look at. And then from the operator side, you know, bottom line is you're trying to get longer run times, and your biggest expenditure supporting that is your chemical, production chemicals. And so, you know, if you're spending all that money on it and it, you know, you're trying to optimize that, make sure it's definitely working, having tank level usage data. So, you know, what did we get? What we set the rates to deploy? Did we get that optimum benefit out of that? Do we get the longest run times that we get? Can we improve it? You know, what impacts did we have? And so
no,
you know,
I don't
the operators, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. I was taking a look at the clock there for a second, but I was just thinking in my head, boy, you guys, and I'm not your marketing director by any means, but you guys, what you're describing is a Fitbit for the field. I mean, it's a Fitbit for the facility. That's really what you're talking about. You get up in the morning, you check out your Fitbit, and you know exactly how your field and your facility is. That's a fantastic thing. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I saw that we gotta hit a commercial break, Steve. So you owe me one.
All right, definitely. But I want to come back and talk a little bit about the efficiencies and the logistics side of things and what that means for workforce, because that's something we're up against here in North Dakota. In fact, news coming out yesterday: our former lieutenant governor now in charge of trying to find more workforce for the oil patch in western North Dakota. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bach, along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. on Super Talk 1270. We're talking with Bobby Atkins and Stewart from iTank Data. They do work with Credence, do work in North Dakota. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the KISS principle, and that seems what they have stumbled onto, because sometimes for people like me, keeping it simple, stupid, is a good thing to do. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.
Talk of the Town.
Super Talk. Talk 1270.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.
You're tuned to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. You can catch The Crude Life right here on Super Talk 1270. We're talking with iTank Data, Bobby Atkins and Stuart Schmidt from iTank Data. And going into the break, we're talking a little bit about workforce. Of course, I mentioned Lieutenant Governor has been tasked, former Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, tasked with the Petroleum Council finding workforce. And when you take a look at what you guys have come up with iTank Data and working closely with Credence out in the oil patch in North Dakota, with the ability to cut down on some of the labor force needs. Logistics, of course, cost is always tied with logistics, but it's also man hours. And getting from one site to another site in a rural setting takes time. So we're cutting down on some of the labor costs, some of the labor logistics. That frees up a lot of workforce to do other things. And that's one of the things that you guys have really come across with iTank Data.
Yeah, you know, consistently, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Consistently. Go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, consistently across our petrochemical chemical vendors, the one thing that's we've seen in each case is an improved efficiency of 20 to 25% pickup in time in the week. And that time has normally been being spent driving and checking tank levels and checking for, you know, pump activity and things like that. And now the ability to see all the tanks and do inventories from an office remotely within literally minutes across as many as 500 to 1,000 tanks. That's now, you know, fewer driving miles, fewer people driving around checking on those things. They can tell that the pumps are working properly. They can, you know, identify the tank levels and that, you know, the rates that are going down are in line with what they should be versus literally driving from tank to tank to tank to tank and having people doing it for hours and days at a time each week. And so that's been one of the things that the clients, you know, they all operate a little bit differently, but they've consistently told us that's one of the biggest savings.
How about when it comes to some of the other areas as well? I mean, safety or whether it's response time. I would imagine that stuff is completely, well, priceless, really, if you talk about some spills and response time.
Yeah, 100% right on that. Because, you know, we report usage on a daily basis, you know, they can tell if a pump is slowed down. Most times they've slowed down. Sometimes they've sped up, or there's a leak or some type of drain. By being able to identify that, you know, they can catch it within 24 to 36 hours versus, you know, maybe it might be a week later when they drive up the tank and they see it's been dripping the whole entire time. And that's not uncommon. It's not anyone's fault. It's the nature of, you know, the oil and gas space. And that's why they have containments there as well. But, that's one of the things they can tell. And yeah, they absolutely can get to that quicker. Again, if you're trying to optimize the runtime of your well between having to repair the well from usage, knowing that the amount of chemicals that are need to be and targeted to be applied are being applied makes a huge difference.
What are some of your customers outside of oil and gas? Is it municipalities? Is it industrial, you know, size buildings, you know, hospitals, I guess? Who would be your, I like to ask people, you know, who is your customer?
Right. So our customer is anyone with a tank that needs to be modified, literally. I mean, fuel distributors, definitely diesel, unleaded gasoline.
Careful now. We got a lot of farmers. Got a lot of farmers with tanks on their property.
Any liquid fertilizer that they have, we can monitor all of that. I mean, we are, as I mentioned at the top of this, we are definitely one of the, if not the only tank monitoring company in the United States that can say we can monitor any type of fluid in any type of tank anywhere in the United States. So yes, anybody that has a challenge with needing to have monitoring of a tank done, even if they don't need to have a remote monitoring, but they need a display at the tank. It's too tall to get up and check. They want to walk up and hit a button and see what's in the tank. All of those capabilities we have.
You know, just from an
even include acid. That's a difficult one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another good one. You know, so when people go to our website, itankdata.com, they're able to see an array of things, but there's also click buttons there that they can add their information and we can call them back or they can dial in. And so it makes it real easy to be in contact with one another with some of the difficult questions that seem difficult to them, but they're actually pretty simple for us.
You know, now I'm starting to think about the agriculture side a little bit more as well. And, you know, we're getting into springtime finally showing up. And, you know, how many farmers or ranchers would like to be able to take a few minutes off and maybe go fishing or maybe in the fall do a little hunting? And we got to monitor the tank and I can keep an eye on what's going on. Because we talk about all the technology involved with being able to monitor things. And what that does is it frees up time. For whether it's the oil patch or if it's somebody in the farming or ranching industries, time is very valuable. That's the one thing you don't get back. The ability to not have to put so much time in the logistics side of stuff, there's a lot of cost savings there, but there's also that time, whether it's the ability to, if you're a dairy farmer, to monitor those milk tanks and now I got to go back to doing what I do, but I freed up some time to go to my kid's soccer game. You know, whatever it is, there's an opportunity to use technology very simply at your fingertips in a fashion that we've all become accustomed to right on your phone that is going to save time and money.
You know, absolutely. One of the things that we've mm-hmm. run across and seen with clients across the board is almost anything that has or hasn't happened with a tank is time consuming, especially if you have an event that's a negative event. So on a crude oil tank or produced water tank, you have a spill. It's very expensive. It costs a lot of time and a lot of effort. It pulls away from other projects and things. The faster you can catch those things or prevent them together, it's a significant savings. And I think that's a lot of types of things that people tend to just, yeah, I'm just going to block that out of my mind that we had that happen and all the time drain that it occurred. But, you know, seeing what's going, like we used to say from time to time, seeing what's the level is in your tanks is better than not seeing what the level is in your tanks, because seeing it, you're going to catch things significantly quicker and save a lot of money on reclamation projects, but also just overall human resource time from dealing with problems because you can catch it quicker.
Hey, I might throw in a funny story. We like to speak of this in terms of a higher and better use of your time. And so you really hit the nail on the head with some of our guys. One in particular, he said, yep, I figured out my higher and better use. I can get away and hunt a lot more than I could.
Something near and dear to our hearts here in North Dakota. So, but that does get that opportunity. And, you know, now we're getting into springtime, Missouri River. Hey, opportunity to catch a new state record walleye right here in Bismarck. Loving that opportunity as well. So, gentlemen, as far as the website, itankdata.com, a great place to look for information there. If you're in North Dakota, reach out to a Credence. What's the best route to take a better look at your product?
Definitely reach out to us on our website. Our phone number is 817-855-4992. Give us a call. We can send product information over to you fairly quickly. We respond to all calls within a few hours, usually, if not a few minutes. And so, you know, we can do a quick portal demo in just a matter of minutes, via WebEx. It's not hard to pick up and learn. Most of our, you know, client training is 30 minutes tops, and they're ready to go, and they can use a portal. They can install the tank monitors, and they're off and running. So yeah, everything somebody would be interested in looking at, they can see the information on itankdata.com or give us a call at 817-855-4992. And we're happy to take a few minutes to talk to them.
And the best part is you don't have to pass your phone off to your 6-year-old to figure out the technology, right?
Exactly. It's all in the app.
Bobby Atkins. Go ahead.
I think it's great. Guys, thanks for coming on. And as far as I know, the news couldn't have been any better because you guys are ready, willing, and able, and ready to work in the Bakken, huh?
We already have probably close to 1,000 monitors in that market now. Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And they want to put some more in there, get some growth going. All right. We went out and we found somebody right away, and good deal, guys. So we look forward to it. Steve, go ahead. I know we got the news coming up. So,
guys, thank you very much. Bobby Atkins, Stuart Schmidt with iTank Data. You can check them out at itankdata.com. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on. We'll have to talk again.
Thank you.
This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm your host, Steve Bakken, along with Jason Spees from The Crude Life. You can catch The Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270. And when we come back, Jason and I are going to get into a little bit of the new EPA proposed stricter vehicle emission standards. And, well, we might go another direction or two as well. This is Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.